going on through the generations. Some we know about because in the Talmud, the commentaries of the Bible, they give us a lot of those discussions before they result that the final decision is given to us. One wonderful discussion in the Talmud, in the commentary of the Bible regarding the Sabbath, is how far you're allowed to walk on the Sabbath. Because when does it become work? Some, like me, would say that 5 miles is pleasure, and others would say walking further than from the couch to the refrigerator becomes work. Right? So there are all kinds of discussions and suggestions, and one suggestion, by the way, not the one that was accepted, but I love the most, to allow to walk on the Sabbath as far as you can walk if you have new shoes before you get blisters on your toes. Sounds like a brilliant solution because it means that it's very individual, and of course that is not the one that was accepted. But these basic laws had to be interpreted all through the generations, and the rabbis that those observant Jews follow say, well, if you press the button because you create work somewhere down the road, then it's not allowed. And that's why they set the elevator to stop on each floor. This way, you can get on the elevator at the lobby, get to your 10th floor eventually. And that's the one you don't want to get on because it's eventually that you get to your floor. Nothing happens if you do get in, but it just takes a long time. So if they do have the sign by one of the elevators, Sabbath elevator, try to avoid going on that one. And if they do have local families, and I think yesterday they had many, and those are must be staying for today as well, I'm sure that you will see in the evening the families sitting around the table, and before they eat, the father would bless the wine, and then they would bless the bread. And before that, before the beginning of the Sabbath, the mothers would light candles. They would have it in the lobby. Very likely they will have the candles. They don't allow lighting the candles in the whole rooms, so they usually have a table out in the lobby where all the wives, all the women can light the candles, and you will find them in the dining room and very likely singing all kinds of prayers at the end of the meal. So just be aware of the fact that that's why they're doing it. It's the customs at the beginning of the Sabbath.